International Space Station, over. Loud and clear. Welcome aboard the International Space Station. Oh, that's a great copy. Thank you so much. And of course, we were pleased to have the first Malaysian astronaut on board the ISS just a couple of years ago. And it's a real pleasure to be serving up here now, and just a real tribute to all the pioneers that have gone before us, and those future astronauts out there. Over. Go ahead, Bridge One. Mike 2, Romeo Papa November, we've got a little bit more traffic on this primary frequency. Would you like to change to alternate? Over. Okay, going to backup. Okay, Niner Mike 2, Romeo Papa November on backup. How do you hear the International Space Station? Okay, we've got you loud and clear. Go ahead with the questions. Oh, great. Of course, the first thing, it only takes you 8.5 minutes to get to orbit, and the first thing you do is you put something in front of your face and float it like a book or a pencil or something. The effects of the loss of gravity, and then the next thing you do is look out the window. Over. I'm ready for the second question. Go ahead, I'm ready for the second question, over. And 9 Mike 2, Romeo Papa November, this is the International Space Station, unable to hear the second question, over. Okay, I've got you now, go ahead. Oh, that's a great question. Well, we orbit the Earth once every 90 minutes, and so every day we get 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets. So you do feel day and night as you look out the windows, and of course we operate off of Greenwich Mean Time, and so our duty day is based on that time. Over. I can hear them keying the mic, but I don't hear their questions.